This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Alternative parties have to be built now to contend in the future. In recent weeks, Todd Gitlin, a Columbia University professor with deep roots on the left, dating back to the 1960s, the student movement, and the Students for Democratic Society, SDS, wrote an interesting survey piece called The Bernie Sanders Moment in the New York Times. He looked at the rise of Bernie Sanders from alternative politics in the sparsely populated conservative communities of the frozen north in Vermont to these days where he is exciting crowds with progressive plain talk on the presidential campaign trail in what many had assumed would be at best a quixotic exercise. He quoted Lee Webb, another former student activist and director of a program on alternative state and local politics from D.C. decades ago, as having advised Sanders that you're never going to get anywhere in politics if you don't join the Democratic Party. He astutely underlines a strategy for progressives that he refers to as building the left wing of the possible, attributing the line to writer, activist, and socialist Michael Harrington. He then runs through the long shots, near misses, and moonshots, sometimes exploding on takeoff, from the Citizen Party and Barry Commoner through Jesse Jackson's two shots within the Democratic ranks and Ralph Nader's green fling, saying, to put it mildly, third-party politics has not been popular on the left. For Gitlin, it's enough for Sanders, like so many others before him, to be a force, and for his brand of progressivism to achieve a longer half-life with influence that will persist. As a broad-brushed overview, all that seems fair enough, but part of his conclusions are based on a weirdly perverse view of organization and party building, and a contradictory understanding of his own analysis of Sanders' success in Vermont as someone who proved he could deliver to voters and constituents. Perhaps the victim or participant in too many sectarian political debates, Gitlin believes working within the Democratic Party is hard, tedious labor, and building alternative parties that achieve electoral success, as Sanders did, is somehow easier, saying, because deliverable results are so hard to come by, progressives of various ages have gone for electoral politics of the proudly defiant independent sort. Contrary to Gitlin's argument or assumptions or whatever is driving his viewpoints here, not only is independent politics brutally hard, as veterans of the New Party, Working Families Party, Richmond Progressive Association, and countless others can attest, but also, like Vermont, with persistent effort and commitment, such work elects people. So 50 years of organizing, and what do we have to show for it? Many days older and deeper in debt. Building an alternative progressive party is long, disciplined work, but it needs to be done. If Gitlin's point is that it cannot and should not be done from the pride and presidential level down, then I heartily agree. But whether it is or not, the work absolutely needs to be done from the ground up now, so that 10, 20, 30, or another 50 years from now, there is a viable political party formation that may have roots and branches in other various local and statewide manifestations, but can legitimately contend for power at every level from bottom to top. And the work needs to start yesterday, as it has in a number of communities and states around the country, and it needs to be pursued earnestly and aggressively today in the wake of what Gitlin calls the Sanders moment, and build the momentum to carry forward into the future. I even think that Sanders needs to help out in the building. The existing two-party political structure is not ordained from on high or embedded in the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. These were built environments and not part of a natural order. They are political institutions welded together by people and politicians and other circumstances in local soil. These parties have been deeply embedded and privileged for a long, long time, but around the world we see regular evidence of similarly calcified institutions unshaken and unseasoned. It confounds me to believe that it is impossible to imagine and then to build something different and something better. Or that it is impossible for quite a long time for us to walk and chew gum simultaneously as Sanders is doing now. Progressives can make it for a long time into the future by voting as Democrats, if that's the best choice, every 4 years while building an alternative formation from the ground up in the meantime. Candidates walk on their knees to move independents to vote for them every cycle. Why should progressives not be wooed with the same ardor rather than forced to vote by default, hand-pinching nose? That's just sound tactics, but sound strategy is building now so that we have real options and real power in the future. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.